This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey with you as well on 96.5 The Fan. Diddy Matthews in studio from 8:30 to 10 to celebrate his big day.
Yeah, it looks like the rain has kind of dissipated out here, so hopefully it'll start subsiding around the metro. Let's play the generation game real fast, okay? Mac's in his 20s, Dusty's in his 30s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In my 40s, 35 years ago today, do you remember this, Mac?
No.
Dusty, you probably don't remember this one because you would have only been, what, three? 35 years ago today, Bo Jackson versus Deion Sanders at Yankee Stadium in baseball. And I remember this game as a kid. I do remember it. I remember Deion hitting the inside the park home run. I remember Bo Jackson hitting a home run in that game.
Didn't Bo separate his shoulder diving for a play?
He did. It was Deion's home run. He was diving for Deion's home run, gets by Bo Jackson. Deion circles the bases. As a 13-year-old kid back then, I would imagine 35, I was 13 years old.
I know that I'm hard.
In that game, hell yeah, man, because it wasn't about the girls back then. It was
there.
Like Deion versus Bo, man. That was like, you're saddling up to watch that one, man. That was so cool. And
that is awesome.
You know, I'm very fortunate. I was able to see Bo Jackson play a football game and a baseball game in person as a kid growing up. I thought that was something now I saw Bo, he's playing for the White Sox, but it still counts. You know, I saw Bo Jackson, loved him growing up as a kid, and then Deion Sanders. I mean, that was just, it was awesome. I remember when the Yankees drafted Deion Sanders and he was going to come up. I'm like, wow, Deion Sanders, this is really cool. And he was an okay baseball player. He was nothing special, obviously much better at football than he ended up being at baseball. But man, I'll never forget that game. That was one of those marquee type of moments, man, where everybody wanted to watch because it was Bo versus Deion. We didn't get much of that really, though.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it with Bo versus Deion.
Yeah. And then there's the Deion game where he played football game, then went and played in a baseball game.
Same day. It was a playoff game in football, baseball,
Atlanta, I believe. Yeah.
He played and then took a helicopter to the baseball game and showed up and played in that playoff game.
God, it'd be awesome if somebody did that today. A lot of people coming in that have been out to Eureka Springs, the Elms Hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said they worked there in the basement. Definitely some stuff that's creepy in that place.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody says they're going to the Shining Hotel next weekend.
Yeah, my sister just did that. They had fun, man. Yeah, out there in Estes Park. Yeah, that's something I've never done. I'm not a scary movie, you know, type of guy, so it's never been my thing. But like everybody loves it out there at that hotel in Estes Park. Like it's so cool, I guess, to go on that ghost tour.
Somebody says from 816, the pool is creepy at the Elms. The hotel is scary. And then there was another one that's on here as well. Says, his family went out and saw some things. He stayed in the room and watched Armageddon. But go ahead, Mac. Take it away because we're 50 days away.
50 days away. Justin Houston, Willie Gay, however many days away you want to say, whatever player. 50 till the Chiefs play football and open up their season.
And 14 until that Hall of Fame game.
Exactly. This is the last month until March without football, without NFL football specifically. I ask you, I get this from Bob. We title it Max Chiefs Question. Sorry, Bob. Mahomes and Kelce, the best duo in Chiefs history. Who is the second best duo? 913-586-7965.
I think there's an easy answer, and so I kind of went away from the easier answer and really thought about it a little bit, and I came back. You did? Yeah, that's fine, but it's kind of the right answer.
Yeah,
I wanted to think of something different because I think everybody will have the... Go ahead and just say who it is, so, you know.
Yeah, 58 and 90.
Yeah, absolutely.
Derek Thomas and Neil Smith.
Absolutely. It's the second best duo. But I was thinking back in, 1988, there was nobody at Arrowhead Stadium, right? Nobody went to Chiefs games. You could throw a ball, hit the upper deck. There were
my
more
dad
people.
Always tells me those stories.
Yeah, right.
He says for $5, you could sit on the 50-yard line.
Exactly, right? There were more people at Kauffman Stadium on a given day than there were at Arrowhead. It wasn't even close, right? And so they needed to do something to kind of save the franchise. So they hired Carl, and Carl came in and turned the franchise around with Marty. Immediately, they became the place to be. They created a FOMO at Arrowhead Stadium. And one of the biggest ways they created that FOMO and got people to love this team again, Marcus Allen and Joe Montana. And having those two guys as marquee names to kind of flip this franchise was one of the best moves that Carl Peterson made because it brought credibility, it brought stars, it brought, hey, we're Kansas City and we're here to be competitive and we're here to take names. And that's what they did. And Marcus and Joe were such a very important duo to the progression of success of this franchise. And I do maintain without Carl, without Marty, this franchise probably ends up moving because it does dissipate here in Kansas City. I mean, there was nobody at Chiefs games in the past. And then those two guys came in the door, flipped the script, and it's been ever since, other than, you know, the Pioli Haley era, others as in, it's been great times out at Arrowhead Stadium. So I go with Marcus and Joe on that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'll go with Tamba Hali and Derek Johnson. you know, similar era, probably not the same despair, but a time in Chiefs Kingdom where it just wasn't a lot to watch. There wasn't a lot to get excited about. But
you think
defense,
that's the duo, Derek Johnson and Tomba, or Houston and Tomba?
See, I would go Houston
so
and
I
Tomba.
Looked, I looked it up. That was my first one, was Tomba and Justin Houston.
Yeah.
They had 2 years together that were really awesome, combined for 19 and 20 sacks. It was really good, but their primes kind of missed each other. Once Houston got to that 22.5, Tomba Hali was down, not playing as much, 5 sack seasons kind of thing.
But Tomba played like another 10 years after that, I felt like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, about another 5 seasons, and they were all 5 sack seasons.
Yeah.
He was good.
Really? Okay.
He was still good, but he was not Tomba of old. He wasn't.
It's good you say that, because I'm just envisioning Tomba was a double-digit sack guy every year.
Yeah, same.
You know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. That's why. And then I was like, yeah, let me kind of look this up. But Tomba and Derek, I mean, they were Pro Bowlers the same seasons for lots of years. Two leading tacklers. Hali, obviously, second on the all-time Chiefs sack list. Derek Johnson, the all-time Chiefs leading tackler, playing at the same time. Drafted back-to-back years in the first round. So, yeah, that would be my duo.
Okay. They were drafted back-to-back years. That's right.
Yeah, back-to-back years in the first round. And so they got to play their whole careers together.
Yeah, think
Penn
about
State
how long.
In Texas.
I mean, think about how long those dudes played together. And because DJ was 05, Tomba was 06.
Yes.
And they played with Andy Reid.
Yes, they got to win the playoff game.
Dick Vermeil coached Derek Johnson in his last year, right?
Wow.
Or his first year was Dick's last year. So he played for Vermeil. He played for Herm. He played for Haley, unfortunately. He played for Romeo, and then he played for
Big Red.
Big Red. That's Derek Johnson's lineage right there. He played for 6 coaches in the NFL. And DJ will tell you that Todd Haley was the best thing that ever happened to him, hindsight being 2020. But, I mean, 6 coaches, that's an eternity in the NFL, man.
It's also a string of bad years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Because who'd you say it was? Vermeil?
Yep. Herm.
Herm.
Haley,
Cornell,
Andy, and then Andy.
Okay,
so 5 coaches. 5 coaches.
Who did I miss? Herm? Oh, Vermeil. Vermeil, Herm.
That's right.
Yeah, for DJ, but Tomba played for 5 coaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
and both of them missed the Super Bowl by a year, right?
I know.
And both were like on those Pro Bowl teams where it was Jamal Charles and 7 defensive players.
That's right.
Exactly. Yes.
Damn it.
I know, right?
They're all good in their prime.
Yeah.
Somebody says Green and Gonzalez as a runner-up for a duo.
That's a good duo. Yeah, very nice call by you. Yeah, well done.
Waters and Shields.
Good. I was going to go with them. I'm not kidding. I was going to go with Waters and Shields. I was actually going to go with Roaf and Waters or Roaf and Shields, some combination of those 3 guys.
That's a good idea.
I love it. That's a really good pull right there.
Wrong answers only, duos in Chiefs history.
Yeah.
How about Sertan and Ty Law?
That's a good one.
I was so excited that year. I was like, we got 2 lockdown corners at 33, baby.
Factoring Kendrell Bell into that threesome, right?
Somebody says Tyler Palko and Tony Moyaki.
Ooh, that's a good one. Tyler Palko and Tyler Thigpen. That's a wrong answer.
Somebody says Castle and Debo.
That was a great combination
for a year. I mean, it was a solid 14 touchdown season like that.
I want to say it was a 25 touchdown season for Castle, and 15 of those were to Bo or something like that. Tip of the cap to Charlie Weiss on that.
I'm going to probably get out of my realm here, but we're Bobby Bell and Willie Lanier.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good duo.
That's
right?
A great duo. Hell yeah.
I think
it's a Hall of Fame duo, bro.
I think they still get lunch together like all the time. At least they used to when I worked
there. There's not many left from that team, man. It's really sad.
Yeah. Tyron Matthew and Dan Sorensen.
Suck up and Colquitt. I like it.
Priest and Rose. Priest and really Rove. Guaranteed touchdown run to the left.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Jones and Clark, that's one.
Jones and Clark's a good one. I like that one. Yeah,
that is a good one.
Who's the second best duo on this team right now, other than Mahomes and Kelce? Take them out of the mix. Who's next? Who's your next duo?
Rice and Worthy?
Yeah, maybe. Or you got your boy in the secondary with Trey McDuffie.
McDuffie and Jaden Hicks, maybe.
Okay,
yeah,
that's interesting.
Corner, that could be really good.
Yeah,
I like that.
What about George and Chris?
Yeah, let's make it happen.
You know, please. make that a double sack duo every single year.
Yes.
Well, it could be.
It really could be. No, I mean, that's not asking for a lot. It really isn't, you know?
You know, you think about Matt McMullen.
I think George is going to have a 14-sack season.
Boy, that'd be nice. Coming up on the other side, it's our guy Ben Maller who joins the show, brought to you by The Landing and Liberty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch them overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty. And, Ben, I want you to choose one. A swing-off, penalty kicks, or a shootout. Which is the best way to end a game?
Yeah, I didn't mind the what we saw in the All-Star game, Bob. It's good to be on with you guys again. I do love The Landing. My favorite restaurant in Kansas City is The Landing by far in the Kansas City area over in Liberty. But no, the home run thing was good. You got to give me Ohtani, though. You got to give me Aaron Judge. It's the All-Star game. It doesn't matter. I want that's what I wanted to see. I didn't want to see some guy from Tampa Bay where I had to look up his Wikipedia page to find out who he is, even though he was in the All-Star game. So there's something there. I'm sure they're going to mess around with it and tweak it a little bit and add to it. You can't be having the guys go to the airport while it's, you know, while the thing's going on. So they got to fix that. But, you know, listen, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it, and they got to tweak it, but I'm in on it.
Yeah, I kind of liked it as well. I thought the whole production of the All-Star game from beginning to end was really, really good. They do what the fans want in baseball. You can like it or not, but Major League Baseball is giving fans, you know, what they want with the ABS, the quick games, the home run derby stuff. I thought baseball had a good couple of days in kind of relating and being a relatable sport for the first time in quite some time. And so I thought the All-Star game was good. But, yeah, how did they decide the home run derby people? That was the thing, or the swing-off folks. That was the thing nobody still had. Has an answer to. Some say it was determined before the game, and then Dave Roberts is on the field going, this guy just found out he was hitting.
Yeah, exactly. And the old line, the amount of people that are in bed with baseball and the media that are running to defend baseball tells you this was a cluster situation. That's what it tells me. That is a dead giveaway that they are covering for people. And I understand they made deals. I'm sure these guys had agreements. Listen, I got to get out of the game by, you know, the game starts at 8 o'clock or whatever. I got to get out of there by 9:30. I got to get to the airport. The flight leaves at 10:30, whatever. It's a private plane, you know. So, like, that was all planned out way in advance with the managers, Ohtani and Aaron Judge, the guys that are flying private planes and some of the other all-stars and all that. But shouldn't they also announce it from a gambling standpoint? Because you could have bet, and people did bet on Kyle Schwarber as the MVP of the All-Star game. And the odds would have been different if you had known if it's tied, he's going to be up there. Because he didn't get a hit in the actual All-Star game, and he was the MVP because of the home run derby, which is not a home run derby, and all that. The only complaint that I really had other than that, I felt like baseball was forcing, they were trying to jam in or what things that were supposed to be organic, like the Clayton Kershaw, like the forced curtain call. I just thought it was a little too much, Like it was all planned out, scripted out, like a Monday Night Raw situation. Like, just let it happen. Like the great curtain call situations, I don't think they were planned out in the past. Maybe they were, and I was just naive to it. I just thought they did a little too much of that for my taste. But overall, you know, it's much better than what basketball gives us, and football plays like water balloon toss now, so forget about the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, we've seen the curtain call stuff before, I believe, because I think Mariano Rivera got one. I remember that because Salvador Perez was catching for him. But I'm glad that you compared baseball's All-Star game to WWE Raw, because whether you believe it or not, there's still a lot of people that watch the world wrestling entertainment business. Baseball, yeah. Ben, this is kind of nuts to me. Now, I know it's not a lot of talent in the room to compare it to, but baseball's rising, whether people want to believe it or not, in a significant, drastic, more faster way than I think even Bob and I realized. So the NHL dumped their All-Star game. They did the four countries or the whatever you want to call that. NFL had 4.7 million views for the Pro Bowl. Obviously, nobody likes that. The NBA had 4.7 million viewers for their All-Star game. Again, I know nobody likes to watch that. But that's 4.7, no ratings because there wasn't necessarily an All-Star game for hockey. And baseball, this past All-Star game, had 7.2 million viewers. So baseball's on the rise, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's about the same. Actually, year to year, I think the number's down a little bit from last year and all that. But, yeah, but listen, I'm pulling this in, Dusty. I like baseball. I watch these games every night. I've got this, magic thing, whatever. I'm watching games all over the place, and I'm into it, and I'm all about it. So I'm pulling for baseball. I love it. I'm glad people are into it. I just like to as we all, we're talk shows. We have to critique these things. We have to touch them up a little bit. We have to put more bells and whistles on them. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. That's our job, right? It's really good, but I think we should do it this way because we've got all the answers as we talk to Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. One of the big stories this week, I'm intrigued. I don't think he should. Is Nick Saban coming back to coaching?
I think he is going to come back to coaching because he's really bad at television. I know he won an Emmy and all that, but he sucks at TV, in my opinion. He's too much of a hard-o. And he left Alabama, not because he couldn't coach anymore, because he was just tired of the bull crap that was going on at Alabama. So why would you not go to the NFL if you're Nick Saban? Now, the problem is Nick Saban, because of his age, he's not going for a rebuild. He's going to a team that's ready. And I tossed out Buffalo. Now, the problem with Buffalo is you have to live in Buffalo. But you've got Josh Allen, right? And you've got a Super Bowl possible quarterback in Josh Allen, and he could go in there, and I look at the Bills and I feel like it's more of a coaching issue than a talent issue there. So if Saban's really as good as everyone says, now I got buddies of mine, Bob and Dusty, who swear Saban is not that good and he just had better players because Alabama was paying players before NIL, and that's why Saban won all those championships, and he was exposed when NIL came around because he's actually not that good a coach. And there is that argument, but if you truly believe that Saban knows what he's doing and is really a great X's and O's and a mad tactician, you would, if you're Buffalo, why would you not hire him? Like, that would be perfect, other than the city. I mean, Saban lives in Florida, so you'd have to change your lifestyle a lot to live there, but that would be the team for me.
It's funny you mentioned how Saban on TV. So I just saw this story come up. I think it was last night. Fox Sports is nearing a deal with Barstool Sports that would put Dave Portnoy on Big Noon kickoff to go up against Pat McAfee on ESPN. I mean, could you think of two personalities that could clash more than Dave versus Pat?
Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, we know McAfee worked for Portnoy, right? That's how he got his start in media, was at Barstool. So hey, it's. It's good, man. It's their world, right? We're just kind of looking at it's. Yeah, everything is either Stephen A. or McAfee, and then Portnoy. That's about it. That's the big three in sports media these days. So hey, I'm good for them. Portnoy. Remember the ESPN made that deal with Barstool, which lasted like one day, and they got all freaked out. And I mean, there is an audience there. There's a Barstool's got a following, so good for them. And if they can bring those people over, it is much different having done a little TV the last couple of years. That world is much different than the internet world, even though times have changed. They have some very strict rules in that world they don't have on the internet. So it'll be interesting to see if Portnoy can follow those rules, because if not, that's not going to last very long.
Talking with Ben Maller here of Fox Sports Radio, and we're getting set for training camp, to open. Some have opened already. We're 2 weeks away from that Hall of Fame game. Have you really sat down and looked at it and go, all right, these are maybe some of the surprise teams we're going to see in the NFL this year, the worst, the first that we see all the time. Is there anybody in that category for you right now?
Yeah, the only one, and it's not outside the box, is the Patriots. They have a much better coach in Mike Vrabel. They spent a little bit of money this offseason. They don't usually spend any money there. It's not a great division. Miami's going the wrong direction. The Jets, they always stink. So that's the one that you look at. You say, well, the Patriots, Vrabel always has good defenses. If they can just get a little more out of the offense, and Drake May knows what he's doing, a lot of ifs, then that's a team that can rise up and get to that right around 10 wins or so and be in the wild card conversation in the AFC. And then like in the NFC, the 49ers technically sucked last year. So if I know they changed some parts and all that, but they're going to play a softer schedule. So that's a team. You always look for the teams to play the weak schedules to bounce back. So there's a couple. But other than that, I haven't dug too deep into it yet, because I don't want to watch the exhibition game, so I'm going to wait till that, and then I'm going to dig into it while the games are going on.
Is there any sort of team that you could see taking like a fall off? Like, is Buffalo there yet? Is Cincinnati there? I mean, Cincinnati's kind of a wild card, but like Baltimore, maybe somebody like that, or somebody in the NFC, maybe they take a step back that maybe have been kind of a primo-timo for the last couple of years?
Yeah, so I'm not like completely. So the Green Bay Packers, I know, well, they kind of were not as good last year. Jordan Love, I'm not completely in on Jordan Love. I know he looked like he was out there like Mozart against the Cowboys in that playoff game a couple years ago. But last year, he really regressed and he's at that fork in the road. So Green Bay is the one that, you know, right off the top of my head, the Green Bay Packers. Like, is that legit? Is that real? Now, the advantage they have, you look in that division, like the Bears, I don't think they know what they're doing, even though people continue to hype up the Chicago Bears. Minnesota's going to be good. The Lions should still be good, but the Lions lost both their coordinators. So we'll find out how good Dan Campbell is at hiring new coaches, whether he can do that. That's like the hardest thing, man. When you win and you lose those guys, and that's one of the credits to Andy Reid. Andy Reid's been able to change assistants and coordinators, and they still win. But some guys, they can't do it. It's just they hire the wrong people. So that's one to watch, too, the Lions. How's that going to play out?
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the Shaq versus RG3 fight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And it is Ben Maller brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, and the Shaq versus RG3 fight should be a pay-per-view event, right? Do they still even do pay-per-view anymore? I saw somebody the other day say, if this All-Star game was on pay-per-view, would you be buying it? And I'm like, probably not. Not for $19 on the All-Star game. But like, I guess wrestling and you know UFC and all that kind of stuff is still behind the paywall. But I would love to see Shaq and RG3 go at it. That's the fight nobody know that they needed, but we really want and enjoy. You know, it's really good to see Shaq out there trying to beat up RG3. I like that.
What do you think the odds of that fight would be? Would they even be on the board?
I mean, Shaq is just going to destroy him, right?
-10,000? Yeah, I
don't know. Did you look it up?
No.
Oh, I saw you looking down at your phone. I thought maybe you were looking up the odds. It's like somebody, because you know somebody out there is putting odds down already on this, because we have seen these two kind of do battle, right? They're going after each other on social media and whatnot. So maybe somebody has decided to set odds on that.
No official betting market or odds.
All right.
So we could be the first to set it.
-10,000.
-10,000.
Would that be a bigger upset than Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson? Shaq over RG3 over Shaq?
I'm leaving that one to you, Bobby.
That's like David and Goliath.
It really is.
RG3 had to have like a slingshot.
I don't think so, because no, not at all. I mean, that Buster Douglas thing was such an upset.
Huge.
Such an upset, yeah.
Huge upset. Or did Tyson take a fall? You never know. Mac hit it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word here. We got some Chiefs news yesterday. Huge breaking news. Justin Ross has been waived. He apparently requested to be waived a week ago, and they did grant him permission to go seek being signed somewhere else. One word.
So? Why did you guys all turn your mics off and laugh? I don't understand that.
I didn't know mine was off.
No, mine's on.
Oh, man, that's great. So...
I mean, he read the writing on it. He's not making this team. Yeah.
Ain't it so sad for all those people that think Justin Ross is going to be that guy. It was never going to happen. It didn't happen. It's not happening. But it's sad because now that camp story that you'll be familiar with, many of that will develop, Mr. Mackenstein. There will be many camp stories that will develop. Obviously, the left tackle one is the one that we had from McMullen yesterday, which we all agree. The left tackle is the story of camp. Sad. It's over, because it's always fun to do like Justin Ross takes.
Oh yeah, I was all in a couple years ago.
No, we
when
know
that first started a few years back. Oh, absolutely. I thought
his
he was
hand size is great. He can really be elusive in route runnings. He's not me in the parking lot, but he can still do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're running routes this year during tailgating and Ralph's picking you off like Jackson Dart did off that guy on the jet ski, yes. I'll be there for that. Let me ask you this, though. Or not ask you this, but tell you this. The best thing about Justin Ross, spelling his name with a Y. I like that.
Yeah,
that
I
looks
like
cool.
That. It is cool.
Other than that, I couldn't tell you a damn thing about the guy.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a Veach-tastic pick, but not. Okay, one word on the biggest spenders in college football. This came out from On3 Sports.
Mm-hmm.
the biggest spenders this offseason. I'll run through the quick list.
Wonder top who number 10. Two is.
Texas. Texas Tech, number two. Ohio State. Oregon. Texas A&M. Miami. USC. Michigan. The Vols at 9, and Auburn rounds out the list at 10.
I would say normal, except for that Texas Tech one. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that Texas Tech is number two, not because of Patrick Mahomes, because he has nothing to do with this. There's a hedge fund guy. Read the story about how Texas Tech is getting their money. There is some uber wealthy, like early 40-year-old guy who hit it big and is pouring all this money in and doing all this stuff with Texas Tech. But this is why I like the NIL. Because you got your traditional powers up there, obviously, but it's opened the door for a school like Texas Tech, even Texas A&M. I know, Mac, you're a big Aggie fan, and they played the Aggie fight song for the Texas coach at SEC Media Days, which is just deliciously awesome.
It's awesome.
It's fantastic, but you've got, you know, Texas A&M in the mix. You know, they're all show, no go. Auburn's back in there. This is where I thought the NIL would be good, opening the doors for some non-traditional powers. So far, really, Texas Tech is the only one who's kind of taken advantage of it. But now they see an opportunity. We don't have to be second, third, fourth fiddle anymore in the state of Texas. If we spend the money and we spend it right, we can ascend very fast and be a huge playmaker. Texas Tech is doing it the right way.
Three Texas schools in the top five.
Yeah, it's fun, right? Because I'm super excited for this Texas-Ohio State game to kick off college football.
August 30th, 11 a.m. You guys want to come over and watch?
Let's do it.
I'm down. I mean, I'll be there in my horn shirt because I'm all out Arch Manning. I think Sarkisian has those
Maloney,
pants.
Maloney, bring the booze. You're invited as long as you bring the booze.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Now you get to see, like, who's got the money, who's up there, because we always look at the NFL season and tell ourselves, oh, who spent the most money in the offseason on – you know, players and free agency, and how does it work? Normally not good. Now we're seeing these college teams go out there and spend their NIL money, see where they rank in these systems, and all of a sudden at the end of the college football season, we say, how the hell is Texas Tech? Makes sense now.
Yep, and we'll see. We'll see if it, you know, equals wins. A lot of people in sports will tell you, spending doesn't equal wins. Yeah, but it sure gives you a hell of an opportunity to get those wins, right?
Exactly.
And so we'll see how it moves forward, and what Texas Tech's going to be a great case study this year to see how NIL has changed the game of college sports.
MLB All-Star Game, we raved about it. We had a couple little bit complaints maybe about the swing off and the structure, but overall, it was a thriller of a night for the MLB All-Star Game. The viewership says so as well. 7.2 million viewers, the most since 2017. One word on the All-Star Game resurgence.
Peaked at over 8 million as well, about 9:15 Eastern time. Awesome. Awesome. Now, don't F it up, Major League Baseball, and have a work stoppage, because you are on a heater right now. Mm-hmm. Don't screw it up. Don't be obtuse. Don't be narrow-sighted. Don't be not able to see the forest through the trees. Understand that the American public is not going to tolerate a work stoppage. Figure your ish out behind the scenes. Get it done, because the last thing we need is out-of-touch, salmon-slack baseball player telling us about money.
Look, there's people on the text line fighting with me about how it's, you know, whatever, the ratings are lying, read the context clues. I get it, but look, nobody gave a rip about baseball 5 years ago. Nobody cared, dying sport. All I'm saying is that it's fun because at least ratings show that people are watching whether you want to believe it or not. Yes, I know 7.4, whatever million views per household is not like a astronomical number, but it is compared to what it's been in the past. So they're doing something right.
Yep.
It's proof in the pudding that people are coming along. And I think the best part about it is we're seeing more of these college players come to the major leagues at an earlier debut than we've seen before.
That's huge.
Yes, sometimes failure happens, and Caglione, we have seen that, but now we get to see what he will do in the second half of the season. Also, by the way, from Jeff Passan, the ratings were up in the beginning of the season in the first half. So it's not just the All-Star
game. No, the ratings have been up on it's why ESPN is back talking to Major League Baseball after they kicked them aside at the beginning of the year. They're setting records for Sunday night baseball. National games are doing great. Regionally, the games are doing great on the local networks and whatnot. It's all of baseball. It's not just the All-Star game. There are star players, and there is a renaissance with people consuming the game, and that is great.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. This stat came out yesterday from FanDuel Sportsbook. Angel Reese has hit more threes on the road this season than Caitlin Clark. Clark, 2 for 35. Reese, 3 for 15. It was something like Clark the last 12 games. She shot 12% from three. She just hasn't been able to hit a broadside of the barn. One word there.
Funny. You can find a stat for anything you want to try to prove, right? So there you go. I was just saying, you want to show that Angel Reese is better than Caitlin Clark at something on the basketball court, then there it is.
I would say it's injury.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
She's also not healthy. She's been hurt. I'm not trying to give her excuses. She's having a down year, but she's also been hurt with, what is it, like a hamstring or a quad?
She's out again with a groin injury now, I think.
So, again, I hope that they're looking at this as not like a ratings push and just get her healthier, because if she's not healthy and not playing, you have zero ratings. If she is healthy and playing, then you'll get it. So you might have to, like, bite a little bit of a dip for a little bit until she can get 100% and then get her back in there. Don't Cole Reagans this thing with Caitlin Clark.
Right.
Make sure she's 100% and then get her back out there and let her play. But, I mean, it is eye-opening. I mean, you know, we clown on Angel Reese all the time, and then there's a stat that shows you on the road as well. Like, Caitlin Clark is the same.
And, it's really bad. At 2 for 35? That stinks out loud.
Disgusting.
I mean, that's really bad. That's like an embarrassing stat. If you're Caitlin Clark and you see that, you're like, 2 for 35? Oh, my God. I got to figure that out. I got to do better. But she has been injured all year. And
yes, she has.
I think, ultimately, too, this is where the fatigue is finally catching up, you know, with Caitlin Clark, because she went from last year playing all the way to the end, and then immediately right into the WNBA. They played a long season, had that. Like, I think there is fatigue. I think, obviously, the injury, she's sitting out. And they have their All-Star game this weekend in Indianapolis. The player that everybody loves is now hurt.
Yeah,
that's going to have a big impact on the All-Star game.
Sophie Cunningham is pretty healthy.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
Coming up on the other side, it's Booth Creek Wagyu Smasher Pass. KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th at Metcalf. We're getting a Smasher Pass on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your own Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
So when you hear that a little bit later on in this segment, you want to be caller number six. Caller number six, you got to tell Mac that he's awesome. You got to tell Mac that you love his laugh and that he has beautiful hair.
Mac's awesome.
That's what you got to do. 913-586-7965 as we do Smash Your Pass here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks.
Or Wagyu.
Yeah. Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now at two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf.
Boy, if they're doing a ragu with Booth Creek Wagyu, though, I tell you what, that would be fantastic to have on top of your pasta.
Smash. Booth Creek
Hell
Wagyu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. We start in Major League Baseball. The Braves created the Bless Your Heart dog for many
reasons.
Bless
your heart, because it's going to stop when you eat it.
It is a deep-fried, foot-long hot dog rolled in hot Cheetos and Fruity Pebbles. Okay. They are making a comeback.
This is one of those things where they're just like, F it. Let's see what the weirdest thing is that we can create. Let's take a hot dog and roll it in hot Cheetos and Fruity Pebbles and then fry it and sell it to the public.
Looks like Conor McGregor.
I mean, it looks terrible. I'm not going to lie. I'm not in on this one. I will pass on this.
What do you dip it in, though?
That's what I asked you guys, okay? And
so, again, a deep-fried hot dog. So, right. A corn dog rolled in Cheetos and Fruity Pebbles.
Basically, that's what that is, right? It's a corn dog rolled in Fruity Pebbles and Flaming Hot Cheetos. What do you normally dip a corn dog in?
Mustard.
I would go with the mustard, right? Whether it's a regular, a spicy brown, a Dijon. But this one is such a mix of stuff, and I want, because the Fruity Pebbles has thrown me. Yes, I thought about this a lot, okay? The Fruity Pebbles has thrown me into a weird state that I can't get past the Fruity Pebbles, which leads me to say, I want to dip it in, like, vanilla icing. But then it doesn't go with the hot dog.
Yeah. That kind of first off, can I be honest with you? You dipping that phallic symbol into vanilla icing, sitting in a seat watching it, is something I don't ever want to see on Twitter.
Wow. Well,
I just want to win, Jim.
I wouldn't eat that at the game, first of all. Hey, I'd suck for a couple years. But I could, like, there's no dip, in my opinion, that makes sense for that thing. I mean, you could go with a Dijon mustard. you could go maybe a honey mustard on that. But yeah, I know where Mac's 26-year ass is going, and the answer is hell no.
You're going with the Hidden Val?
Yeah, there's a ranch.
Oh, I thought you were going with the catsup.
No.
What about sour cream?
Yeah, that could work.
Sour cream could.
I mean, your boy would just.
Like, what about hot cheese?
You're going raw dog?
Yeah, raw dog.
What a, I would say nacho cheese is where. Nacho cheese is where I'd go. I get a little
That's
cup
a good
of cheese.
One. Yeah, a little cup of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Fruity Pebbles throws me off too, though, Bob. I think this would actually be really good with just the hot Cheetos.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
The Fruity Pebbles is such a left field addition to this thing. Now, I'm sure it tastes good, and I'm sure there's some like raspberry compote or something they give you on the side that you're supposed to dip it in or some crap like that.
Somebody said dip it in milk.
That's gross.
Oh, I mean, if you want people to vomit,
queso blanco on a dog looks wrong.
yeah. Dude,
something about that, man.
But queso blanco may be the right answer for this. I mean,
that's
it's
a good one.
It is just such the weirdest combination. I'm so intrigued by this thing. I may fly to Atlanta now and just get it. You know,
going to Houston, you might. Are you probably direct?
No, we're stopping in Nashville this morning because it's the best flight option. But I got to try this thing because I want to know how they're serving it. You know, because usually the chef knows what he's doing for the most part, right? Sometimes you don't like some combinations, whatever. But if they're presenting it with something like, is it a chocolate? Like a chocolate sauce doesn't go with a hot dog.
No.
Like what goes with a hot dog doesn't go with the Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying maple syrup.
Oh, hell yes. But does that go with the hot Cheetos?
French toast.
Exactly.
French toast has never crossed my mind.
We move on to another smasher pass because in Malaysia, they're taking McDonald's and elevating their fries. It is now what looks like two large fries in one large fry, like almost like a shareable basket.
Yeah. Shareable.
Yeah, as I say, that's a very massive large fry. They have a picture of a small fry next to it. Dexarito, I think, is the handle if you want to look at it while we're talking. They're holding out like it looks like, I don't know, that big of a fry.
Yeah. It looks like...
I ain't sharing that.
No, I'm not sharing that with anybody. I don't know why they say that's a shareable version. I told Dusty last night, I go, college, that was just the appetizer for me. He's like, college today? Like, I would eat that whole thing myself. I absolutely would. That's why I was 300 pounds. Everything back in the day was supersized. Supersized drink, supersized fry. You supersized everything for 39 cent more. This, like, shareable extra, extra large fry better come to America soon. Because you know somebody's ordering that just by themselves.
Oh, for sure.
They're not sharing that in this country.
Am I satanic that I can eat McDonald's fries with nothing?
No, I'm with you.
I get that completely.
Yeah. I mean, I can just go, baby. Yes. Like, I don't need ketchup. If I don't have, I mean, I don't mind it. It's got to be cold ketchup. That's
that
my
fancy
weird
ketchup at McDonald's, though, is better than other ketchup.
They have fancy ketchup at McDonald's?
It's what it's called, yeah. Used to be back in the day. But
I do hot mustard and barbecue, the barbecue sauce.
Hot mustard with the chicken nuggets is very underrated.
Yeah, that's good.
Or with the McChicken sandwich.
I'll take the sweet and sour sauce and use that for my fried dip.
The goat of sauces.
Smash.
So the day I die will be McDonald's sweet and sour.
You're talking all restaurants?
Anywhere.
Absolutely.
I mean, we used to collect it and eat it. Like when we'd have chicken nuggets at home, be like, yeah, we got some sweet and sour.
Yep.
And I do love their tangy barbecue sauce. I don't know what it is. Moving on, I found this morning, a tiramisu cup that even the lid can be eaten. You'll watch the video and say, oh, hell yes, on this one. It is a cup of coffee and a mold of a tiramisu cup, and you can eat the entire thing as if you were in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah.
You can eat the whole cup. It's
all edible. The guy's eating the lid all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'd be in on that. Oh, it's $78 is how much that thing costs. Did you see the price tag on that?
Was it really?
I don't know. What country is this in?
I don't know. It just says tiramisu cup.
Yep.
$78.
Jeez. Worth it.
Would you spend $78 on that?
I love tiramisu, though, but no.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Boom. the last one that I have, is a caption of, it is a red velvet strawberry cheesecake delight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that I'm hard.
Seriously.
I mean, sign me up, dude. Red velvet cake is the base. There's like a little crust in there. Then there's cheesecake, strawberry fill. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
man.
That's good.
Is there a more delightful dessert than cheesecake? Like, it's heavy, But like, I'm not a huge dessert guy because if I order dessert, that means everyone else has to. But if nobody else does and you're up, you can't order dessert.
You can't do it. Yep.
Especially if you have to get a tea time curb. Andy, don't order dessert. We got to get in front of this group or they're going to play
right,
slow.
Right.
I would like to see the dessert menu. You hate the dessert guy at dinner, right? We all hate the dessert guy.
Yes, unless you're out for a birthday and you know it's part of the deal.
For sure.
Does anybody want? No, we're ready to go. Bring the bill.
Yeah, it's like anybody that gets like, you're like, yeah, and is there anything else we can do tonight? We have a wonderful carrot cake. We have a bread pudding. We have key lime pie. Nah, I'm good. No, I'm
check,
good.
Please.
You know, I actually like to see it.
Oh, yeah. Like, if everybody says no and you're the last person and you order dessert and Sanka, you need to get kicked in the nuts.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes!
That's right. Caller number five. Got to say you like Max Lapp. You think that he's awesome and he's got wonderful hair. Caller number five, 913-586-7965. That is Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu.
Smash.
Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and All and 135th in Metcalf. We're 30 minutes away from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Mr. Denny Matthews joined us in studio because we want to celebrate him as he is getting hitched to his wonderful fiance, Amy. But when we come up, top 25 players the last 25 years, we shall see. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.